This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Explaining big economic and money ideas to anyone is tricky, let alone to kids. Luckily, Marketplace has a podcast for that. It's called Million Bazillion, and it's back with a new season. My Marketplace colleague, Bridget Bodner, is one of the co-hosts and recently shared more about the season with another one of my colleagues, Nova Sappho.
So the premise is that you answer questions kids send in. What are some of the questions you're going to be answering this season?
Okay, we got some heavy hitters this season. So we're going to be answering, what is a union? What's a college savings account? Love that we get to answer that during the FAFSA meltdown that we have right now. And we're starting off the season with one, which is, how are cars made?
And why did you pick that one for the first episode?
Oh, well, kids love to know how things are made. And cars are just a really good stand-in for like how a lot of things are made. Most stuff is kind of made the same way with an assembly line. And then we also know that the auto industry is really important to the U.S. economy. It employs a lot of people. It's worth a lot of money to our greater kind of broader economy and all that good stuff.
I'm picturing robots on assembly lines, mass production. How do you bring that to life for children?
So we do use a lot of fun sound and sound effects of this is what this would sound like. But we're also using skits and little audio metaphors. So we're talking about the tool and die stamps that are stamping these metal pieces that cars are made of. But we're also comparing it to like a giant cookie cutter, because kids maybe know a cookie cutter, even if you say tool and die and they're like, I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure I totally know what that is.
You know what? I also always knew that my grandfather was a tool and die maker in Michigan at an auto plant, and he would make the stamps that they would then use to cut out these pieces of a car.
I love that. So what do you suggest for parents who are trying to encourage their kids who have money questions?
So I would say just do your best to like encourage their curiosity. Go check out the back catalog, Million Bazillion. Maybe we've answered it. Send us a question. We can answer it in a future episode. And then also, you know, just listen to Marketplace with them and ask them, did you have any questions about that? Like, wasn't that weird when they said that thing? What do you think about that? And you know your kid and what sort of things might pique their interest. Because ultimately, if you can encourage their curiosity and their interest in money in the economy, that's just going to be really good for them later on in their lives.
Bridger Bodnar is the co-host of Million Bazillion Marketplace's podcast for kids and parents. New episodes are out every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts or at marketplace.org. And the first episode is out now. Check it out on our website. Thanks, Bridget.
You're welcome, Nova.